We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Dav Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Dav Vav Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Not two lines, two words from the bottom. Toshema. The Shaila was, if someone's makdish something, is that as same power as Takva, as grabbing Shimon's half? So Toshema, Dahu Masusa, there was this Merchitz, there was this bathhouse, Dav Minzul of Eitrei, there was two people arguing about this bathhouse. Each one was saying it's theirs. Kam chad menayu, akdasha. One of them got up and was makdashit. So parashi minei, Rav Chananya v'Rav Oishia v'kula rabbanon. And so Rav Chananya v'Rav Oishia v'kula rabbanon were parish from that. They were parish because they were scared that's called like a good hekdash on the whole entire merchitz. So that was what happened. So Amalei Rav Oishia l'Rabba, so Rav Oishia told Rabba, Ke Azaz Kamei Rav Chista, I heard you're going to Rav Chista l'Kafri, you're going to the city of Kafri where Rav Chista is there. Why don't you ask him the Shaila? Boi Minei, why don't you ask the Shaila, does the Hekdash work? In the case of arguing on it, and this Ruvi went ahead and was Makdash the whole entire Merchitz, does that work or not? So on the way to Kafri, he passed by the city of Surah. Ke also l'Surah, this is on the way to Kafri, and we passed by Surah, and he asked Rav Amnuna the Shaila. Omle Rav Amnuna, Masnisimi, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah is like this. Sofik Becharis, if you have a Sofik Bechar, the halacha is that a behema that gave birth, the firstborn of the behema, that behema is considered a Bechar, and it goes to the Kayin. Now, in a case, the same thing also, if a person has a baby boy first, that boy belongs to the Kohen until you pay it with five slalom. So here we have, we'll talk about behema, let's say, just for argument's sake. So it says like this, Safik Bukharis, Echa Bukhar Adam Vechaba Bukhar Behema, Bain Tahirim, Bain Tameim, Sai Tahirim, Sai Tameim, because a Petah Hamar also it's possible to be a Bukhar by the firstborn of a Hamar, even though it's Tameh. The Allah is all these cases are Moitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. All these cases are Moitzi Mechaveri, this means, let's take the argument's case like a cow. A cow is a firstborn, so that calf, who goes to the Kohen. But let's say there's a suffix if the cow had a miscarriage before, and we're not sure if it had a baby before, but it was just a ruach, it wasn't a baby, so there it wasn't a calf. So here we have a suffix about this firstborn calf. It's a suffix. Does it belong to the Kohen? Or does it belong to the Yisrael? What's the halacha? Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav araya. And we assume now what moitzi mechaveiroi means, if you see Rashi, the mask of moitzi mechaveiroi, Rashi says, kasal kadaitach im biyad Yisrael hain, have a kain of moitzi mechaveiroi. If the Yisrael is holding on to it now, the kain's the moitzi, and then the Yisrael wins. Then tokva kain v'shastik Yisrael, v'hod atzovach, have Yisrael moitzi mechaveiroi. And we think, and if the kain grabs it, and the Yisrael is quiet, and afterwards he starts screaming, then it belongs to the Kohen, because it's Masra from his Mishnah, Moitzi Mechaveir of Raya, in any case. Either way, whoever's holding on to it wins. V'tani Allah. And we have a Braisa that explains this Mishnah, that says, in any case, Asura Megizav Avaida. That it's Asur, this Safik Bechar, cannot be used for the wool or for Avaida, because it might have Kedushas Bechar. And the Gemara is assuming, the only time something has Kedushas Bechar is if it goes to the Kohen. So the Chara here, What has the Kedushas Bechar? I Moitzi Mechaveiroi Raya, the Yisrael wins. So why is that Kedushas Bechar? Teretz is, you know why? Because since the Kohen, if he would have grabbed it, he would have got it. So just like Hekdesh, so it's like Hekdesh like Takva. So therefore, his power that he could have grabbed it makes a Kedusha on the Behema that it's also the Kedushas Bechar also. B'tani Allah, assume the Kedushas Bechar, V'hacha do Amar. Or you read like this, V'hacha, di'i takvu kayin. If the kayin would grab it, you would let him keep it, the k'tani ha-moitzi mechaveiroi raya, because the Mishnah says, loshon ha-moitzi mechaveiroi raya, mashma in any case, v'chi lo takvu. And even though he didn't grab it yet, asur megiz v'avoida. So Rav Nuna said, I have a raya to the shayla. The raya to the shayla is, if I would grab it, I would be able to keep it, that's enough that if I would mak the shit, it would work. And if you right away Rashi learns, like it's a raya, I can makdash dov shein b'shusay. Because you see here, even though the kohen didn't grab it yet, it's enough to affect a iser giza va'avoida on the behema. That's the, so you see that the hekdash works. Because you see it's also giza va'avoida. Why is it together? It belongs to the Yisrael. It's a regular Yisrael's behema. Teretz is, because this, if the kohen would grab it, he would keep it. That's enough. So it's enough to make the iser giza va'avoida, kedusha giza va'avoida. That's the tomorrow's raya. I'll just take a little stop here. By the way, if Takva Kohen is considered one of the hardest sugars in Shas, it's not a mistake. There's a reason why. And so if you're having a hard time understanding it, don't feel bad. It's for the hardest sugyas in Shas. But I am explaining in a way that on a very simple level, it's easier to understand. The simple level is that just like we said, that if someone grabs it, he keeps it. So Shas, he's makdish, is that enough? Just the same thing as grabbing it. Here we're saying, look, it's enough. Because the kohen will grab it, he'll keep it. That is why the kedusha is chal on the bechar. That's the Gemara's raya. Omalei Rabbam. So a simple level of understanding it, there's a good kasha, shmaya kasha. And it could be what you're having shvera, tomorrow's teretz. Omalei Rabbah, kedushas bechar ka'amrit. Oh, you talking about kedushas bechar? Loyal emelach tov koyim etzinos biyadah. Maybe really tov koyim etzinos biyadah. But even if you held like that he took it away from the kohen, and it's a moitzvah chavaria salad moitzvah chavaria, you know, gets it, the Yisrael always gets it. Still be asked to give avayda. A fellow hachi assume gives avayda. Why? The kedusha haba me'aleh shani. Because kedusha comes by itself is different. Don't bring a raya from there. There, even if taku kohen might see him miyadai, it would still be kadosh. Because a safik bechar by itself is a gives avayda. Because safik bechar. Masha ain came by he mesusa, like Rashi explains, but the case of the Merchitz, or the case we had on Amar Aleph, where someone's makdish something, there the kedusha is coming from him. And Mehecha Taisa, he has a power to makdish something. It's not as a resource. But America says it's not as a resource to makdish. Even if the loch will be is that imitzim yadai, if he grabs it. He didn't grab it yet. It's any mesusa. If you look at Rashi, there are masks, lo'ilam emalach, we'll read Rashi inside, lo'ilam emalach, Gabi Bechar, that feel talk for Kayim Metzinois Miyadai. Will say by Bechar, if the Kayim grabbed it, you take away from him. The Mestom of Cheskas Yisrael, because Mestom it is Becheskas Yisrael. And Lo'oilam a Kayim Karim Moitzah Chavera. That's the Kayim is always called Moitzin. And Zog Rashi, the time of the Giz of Avoy, the Lav Meshum, the Yehail Kayim Shum Kayach Behem. The reason why Giz of Avoy is Osir, the reason why now I work with it and it has a Kedush is not because the Kayim has certain type of Kayach, a power in it. The tivshim minay that will learn from there lehecha di talk for emet zim yadai hekdish shav hekdish that will learn from there that if you hold grabbing emet zim yadai that the hekdish hekdish halachah a different reason mishum the iser suffik giza kachim v'kedush abam alah shani it happens by itself shem becharu me'elav kach it's kach by itself v'kasuke b'achi and here it's a suffik of it's a bechar avagav masusa zog rashi the ain kedush ba elah piv but by a merchitz it only happened from your mouth. Ein malach, the film tips on talk for ein mitzian. If you hold it, if he grabs it, he keeps it. Hekdish of loy talk will have hekdish. Hekdish without grabbing is nothing. The ein yachol hakdov shen meshusai. You can't make the dov shen meshusai. So therefore, it's not a riot in the case of meshusai. Very good shmak. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omle Rav Chananya Rabbi Tainu Maseilach. I'll bring you a raya that sofik. So what's really Rabbi? Rabbi is saying two things. Rabbi is also saying that Tokva Koyin might see him in Yodai. Because the first man Yama, Ravanuna held, must be Tokva Koyin, the Koyin keeps it. Because how else he making Giz of Avoida? Rav is saying, no, Giz of Avoida is by itself. So Rav is saying, really, Tokva Koyin, you take it away from the Koyin. Because he's a real muchzik, the Yisrael. So Rav Chananya says, I'll bring you a raya to Rabba. Only Rav Chananya, the Rabba, Tayyim say, I'll bring you a raya that the Yisrael is a real muchzik on it. What's the raya? It says, it's really a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Mesechus Bechiris, Hasveikos Nechnosim Ladir L'Sasa. We know it's called Mais Behemoth, which means if someone has 10 behemoths, what he does is that he leads them out of the pen one at a time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one is Mais Behemoth. What's the Lach of Mais Behemoth? What's the Lach of Mais Behemoth? You don't give it to the Kohen. You keep it for yourself. That's Mais Behemoth. But you bring it up as a carbon. That's Mais Behemoth. That's the Lach. So Hasveikos Nechnosim ledir lisaser. You take meiser off sveikis also, which means like this: you have nine of your own behemoths, you have one sofik behema, a sofik bechar. The more later on we'll say what's talking about, that's a sofik pidyon petach amar. We'll see later on. We'll talk about that. We'll see that zayin exactly what the case is. But it's a case where it's a sofik. I don't have to give it to the kohen. So there, this sofik that nechnosim ledir lisaser. The halacha is that you could that goes into your 10 behemoths, and if that turns out to be ma'is behemah, you could be yotze ma'is behemah with that. If we hold that the kohen really has certain koyach, has certain right in this behemah, because if he grabs it, you don't take away from him. How you allow this to be part of your ma'is behemah? It turns out this guy patters his money with the Mammon of Kayin. Let's say he has 30 behemoths, and this lands at number 10, he saved himself a behemoth. It might be a Kayin's, and he's using that for Ma'is behemoth. So he's pattering his behemoths with the one of the Kayin. It must be that Kayin has no right. When we say Ma'is Mechavarai, I mean, it's a Vada Yisrael. It's a Vada Yisrael. That's the right to Rabbah, that Vada belongs to Yisrael. Because of the Suffolk, the Vada belongs to Yisrael, and the Kayin can't grab it. Omle Abaya, no. It's not a Raya. This Mishnah still could be learned, even if you hold Takva Kayin, aim at Simi Yadai. It's not a riot to Rabbah. Why not? He only has 9. Boo. And this one. So the Man of Shach. The Man of Shach, he'll be Yaitza Maisa Behema. Why? If it belongs to him, Shapaka Maisis. It's a good Maisa. He only has 9. If it's not his, he only has 9. So he's Yodachayiv Maisa. So therefore, he holds it's not a riot to Rabbah. It's not a riot to Rabbah from here. He won't be a riot from here. That thing you use, it means the Kohen has no riot in it. No, the Kohen has a riot in it. But here, it was the 10th one. Hada Abaya. And afterwards, Abaya was Chayzer. Hada Abaya. Afterwards, Abaya said, Lav Milsehi de Amri, the Sveika Lav Bar Isurihu. He says that, Fakaret, it is a raya that this behemoth is a Vada Yisrael. You know why? Because it would be a Safik. You wouldn't have to do a Man of Shach. If it would be a Safik, so then Allah will be is, your potter and Meisah. If it's a Safik, your potter and Meisah. I mean a Raya, I'm going to be a Raya from a Mishnah, it comes from a Pasuk, that a Safik Meisah is something that's a Safik Meisah, is potter and Meisah. It's potter. It's not, there's no like Man of Shach, no Safik, no, you don't have to put it into the Safik. So, Hadabar Lav Milsi Darmi, the Sveika Lav Bar Yisuri, because Allah is a Sveika, is not Chayiv and Maisa at all. How do we see that? The time to the Mishnah. Kofas Echam and Amenuyin L'Soychon Kulam Paturim. The case was, you were counting out, you had 100 behemoths. You were counting out your behemoths, okay? The first one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But again, then after by 7, one of them that were outside jumped back into your behemoths. Okay? Jumped back into your behemoths. The loch is, all up to him. You did 7 out. You had 93 left inside. One of those 7 ran back in. You're potter on all 100 behemoths. You're potter on mice. That's the halacha. You don't take any mice anymore. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? You're potter. So with the Siddur Gemara. V'isak datach sveika bo yisurei. So l'ma'asa marav shach. Di barcha yuvuhu shapir mice. V'la barcha yuvuhu nifta min yaro. Dom rov min yaro potter. Which means like this. That the reason why you part there is like this, that what happened is that one, the halacha is when you count out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, since at that time it was a minyan haroyu, which means it was royu to be taken ma'isa on the 10th one, all those are automatically parted from ma'isa. That alone, leading them out of this, out of the enclosure and counting them out, that alone is called minyan haroyu, that parters. So now one of them are parter, and they go back inside now. So now, they're all potter now because maybe you're using a Safik one, maybe using, not Safik, a Minyan Arayu one. A Minyan Arayu is potter, so everyone is a Safik, a Minyan Arayu one. But the question was this, we don't, if the halacha was that a Safik is Chayiv, Misafik, so the Gemara says, what's the, if the halacha was that a Sveik is really Chayiv and Meiser, so la'as the Marashach, will be Meiser Marashach. So let's count, let's do the 93 now again. Whatever's left there, and if the 10th one coming out is Bachayu v'Shaper Meiser, Vilar Bachayu v'Hu Nifta Min Yaro, and if the 10th one that came out punked is the one that was before Min Yaro, the other ones, the other 9 are Min Yaro anyway. The Gemara is asking like this: if there's no Patur be'etzem on a Safik, so what's my right to say I don't have to take a Meiser? So I'll tell you why. You know why I can't take a Meiser? Because maybe I'm the Safik will come out. That's why you can't do it. No, I could do it. Because I'm on himself. It'll work out. I'll tell you how it'll work out. Yeah. Bill come on number 10. Yeah. So that's why you're not doing it. Because you're no, I'll tell you. I'll work it out. I'll make it on himself like this. I'm going to do Meiser now. Now, whatever comes at number 10, it will be good on himself. If the number 10 is a Bar Chiyuva, it's good. If it's not the Bar Chiyuva, So you're asking me, oh, then the other 9 were in Yaitza? No, they are Yaitza. But why are they Yaitza? Because whatever I send out, B'shasa coming out, there's still 50 left inside, so it's called Minyan Arayu. There was something to Maisa on them. So you look, part of Manav Shach. So let me do this. Take every 10th one out, every 10th one to Maisa Behema, and I'm still, Manav Shach, I'll be Yaitza. So why don't I have to do that? Elamai, you know what? Elo tapa omen alf. I'll read it again. But tapa elo ma'isach meima is suri vada rachmano v'loy is suri safik. It says a suri vadai only a suri vada is chayav ma'isach loy suri safik. Hachinam is suri vada rachmano v'loy is suri safik and not a suri safik. So let's read it inside one more time. The Gemara says that hodom abaye lav milsi da amri the sveik lav bari surihi, which means like this: that abaye said that we said that it's not. It says by the sveikos. Sveikas go into the Meiser. So the Gemara said, oh, it's a Raya, it belongs solidly to the Yisrael. Because if not, I can't take a Meiser off the Kohens. So Gemara says, no, I have a case. It was the 10th one. So therefore, maybe it belongs to the Kohen. But it was the 10th one, so the Mar of Shach is good. So Hadon Abaye, no, it is a Raya. If that Sveikas are going into Meiser, it must be Tzavada Yisrael. Because Sofik Meiser is Potter Meiser. How do I know Sofik Meiser is Potter Meiser? Let's see it inside. How do I know? If you count the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and one of them jump back inside, cool up a tour. Now, why do all potter? So why do all potter? If the 10th one that comes out is Baruch Yuvah Shaper, Meiser is good. If that punk is the one who is a Manuyan, he's still Nifter. The other nine is still Potter. Minya Ro. Don't rob Minya Ro Potter. Elam. What? Minya Ro means when I was counting those nine, it was Roy to have a Meiser taken on it.
Where's the Meiser?
Inside the pen. There's not 100 there. When I'm taking out 1, 2, 3, 4, 9, there's still a lot left in there. That one, who said the one, the 10th one that would come out was going to be the Suff? It could have been any of the other ones.
Which one you bring up?
The 10th one you bring it up. And even if the 10th one ends up being something that was minion of the right already, this is fine because the 9 years anyway, it's minion of the right yotzer. So therefore, you're minion of the right, you're potter. So if the minion of the right, then we're minion of the right potter. Ela must be, ma'is chameima, esir vader achman of loyos yir sofik, hachanam, esir vader achman of loyos yir sofik, that a sofik meister is potter. And therefore, what it says before, Asfekis Nechros Nadir, it must be by a Kayin, by a Safa Bechar, it Vade belongs to the Yisrael. And in Mefshem, tomorrow's year, we'll continue a little more on the Asfekis and then get back into Shnayim Oichsen B'talas.